Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster, Annette Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is the look of Pete Shaw. This is the look of Pete Shaw. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore. Oh, I miss me, mum.
Oh, my God. That's actually
we'd like
quite
to
harsh
apologize.
By you.
We'd like to apologize for the things we've done over the past few days on social media, on other podcasts, on YouTube, etc. We've had some pretty forthright opinions and They were poorly thought out opinions.
Well, you have, and I've got Rory to edit a lot of them out.
So we would like to just take the opportunity to say, oh, miss me, man.
are you planting your flag right in the middle of the lightning hot True Geordie versus Andrew Tate beef?
I saw that kickboxing fucking nut job has got involved, but I didn't actually watch what he actually had to say for himself. But Poker Stars, we have terminated our contract with True Geordie with immediate effect. We are committed to making poker as inclusive and accessible as possible. They've clearly not watched the apology video, Luke.
No, but I think you've watched a super cut of it, haven't you?
Okay, right, yeah, fine.
You've
yeah.
watched a comedy cut of it to make it seem funnier than it was. I mean, it was already quite funny, but you... So that's what you're basing this on. I think Gymshark have parted ways as well. Are people listening to this going to know who we're talking about, by the way? Do you want to describe it?
Oh, True Geordie. Every man in a Fred Perry shirt in Biker on a Saturday night. Like, every man...
Yeah. Do you want to explain
holding
that now?
A bottle of, holding a bottle of Budweiser. Big fella, big sort of gym bloke who basically got his career shouting about Newcastle United being shit. Basically angry men on the internet just, you know, made hay while the sun shone at Arsenal Fan TV, etc. for a very long time.
Yeah, branched out,
and all
the
people like that. Yeah, yeah, and made a lot of money doing podcasts, doing YouTubes, and it's come from a section of bitterness from our particular parish, but...
not from me.
I would say that, you know, you get what you pay for.
I simply know, and he's a content creator, he's quite funny to us, for everything he says and does, I suppose. Mm. I only really know him as the worst human being to ever be in our office. So that's really all I've got to say on the matter. Right, most people, okay, what I'm trying to say is, most people come into our studio as guests, and we have quite a few come in, and they're different profiles, and most of them, and I make a point if I'm in to go and say hello and all the rest of it, make them feel welcome, that's important, and 99% of them are super lovely, no matter what preconception you've got about them as human beings before they come in, you meet them in person, they're normally very nice. Mm. There's an exception to that, and he's very much that exception, and so I have no... I don't, as Alan Partridge said about Noel Edmonds, I wish him no ill will particularly. I also would not like to see him do well. So anyway, he apologised for some things he said, some actually quite hateful comments about the religion of Islam. I was forced to do an apology about it to save the sponsors, which he's now lost anyway by the sounds of it. And it descended into the fact that he started crying so he misses his mum. Pete finds that funny because Pete's also quite a hateful person.
No, I found that little supercut very funny because it was just like,
it's well
that
done
from.
It's artfully done.
It was artfully done. But we wish everyone well.
We literally had just said we don't. So
you like Lawrence?
I like Lawrence. Yeah, I think he's great.
I get the feeling that Lawrence doesn't trust himself as being the non-straight man, so he needs to find someone quite successful who's the idiot, and he can be the straight man again.
I think there's a reasonable chance that Lawrence...
Phone's on, mate.
Phone's on loud.
Phone's on, Lawrence. Let's make something beautiful, mate.
There's a reasonable chance
I can spout some absolute shite.
No one in their right mind would question that. There's a reasonable chance Lawrence will listen to this. He's a consumer of our stuff. He's a fan of ours. We're a fan of his. Lawrence, if you are listening, we obviously respect you a great deal. You've done a great job. And we have no beef with you, of course. But what I would say is this, to change the subject ever so slightly, speaking of tragic figures, Matt Hancock in the jungle. Come on. That's great stuff.
Matt Hancock
that's
in
right
the
in
jungle.
The Elon bracket.
He was doing, somebody posted a video of him in the jungle doing, the man can't laugh. Has he ever had an honest laugh in his life? I am the king of... awkward laughs
goodness
on
me,
podcasts. Like,
for example.
Yeah, goodness me, ha ha ha. Like, I'm brilliant at them. Absolutely brilliant. Spotless, in fact.
Yeah.
And when I'm nervous, I do them more. Matt Hancock has never laughed himself. Like, he's never laughed honestly.
Honestly. And the reason I say it's in the Elon bracket is because it's just more of the same, isn't it? You've chosen... Look, whatever you think about Matt Hancock, I happen to think he's a fucking idiot. But if you don't, that's perfectly fine. What we have to accept... is that he's chosen a field, he's been successful in that field, he's risen really. I mean, you know, health secretary in a pandemic, that's big potatoes, right?
He wouldn't have chosen that though, would he? He wouldn't have
chosen. No, but I mean, being the health secretary generally is a big deal.
Imagine how much luster's been lost over the past year, even. Like, that used to mean something.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, we're all getting called up. You
it's
know what I mean?
Now.
It's mad.
Yeah, it's a shit show now. And I'm not saying he did a good job. Many people didn't think he didn't do a good job. That's fine. My point is just this. Him rising to the very top of his profession, having a public profile, having success, having money, having all the things he presumably wanted, again, not enough for him, is it? He just wants to... What he wants to do... Literally, break it down to the component parts. He wants to go to Australia, live rough with some other, you know, let's be honest, a mixed bag of celebrities... And he wants to. He knows full well, because he would have been briefed, he's probably going to have to eat a kangaroo penis on telly. And he's thinking, yeah, that's a bit of me. Because I want people to see. All I care about is I want people to know that I think I'm a good bloke. And that if you really got to know me, you'd also think I am. He said it himself. He said the reason he's going in, and this is a direct quote, I want people to see the human side of the guy behind the podium.
Yeah. It's like... It's almost as if that the modern Conservative Party are just they think it's some kind of wrestling match, and you can be a heel or you can be a face, but as long as the crowd are watching, You know, you can cover yourself in human shit. You can be the bloke who's on in the TV show The Word before the adverts roll, eating
a pube
sandwich. Pubes in a sandwich.
At least
you're watching. Hey, got their attention, didn't they? Got the attention. Yeah.
Where is he now? So the pube sandwich. It's not Matt Hancock, is it?
The pube sandwich. It could be. Imagine if,
what a journey.
I've got two. I did have a very boring idea. I've spoken before about in our computer systems at school on the BBC Micros when I was like 9. You could press F8 and a picture of Bob Hoskins would appear because for some reason the Acorn Econet thing is kind of like
it can't be true.
It is true.
Explain that again.
Me smile every time I think about it. You went over to a computer and they were connected by a rudimentary kind of LAN network, a sort of educational local area network, basically, that shared resources basically around a lot of computers. Very, very revolutionary at the time. It's not the sort of thing that people would do back in the day. They would, you went to any computer and if you pressed F8 or F9, you'd get a picture of Bob Hoskins. It was basically just a demonstration. If you pressed F2, you'd get a little game of like an Arkanoid kind of clone, like a bat and ball game. If you pressed F5, it'd be Granny's Garden or
I remember Granny's Garden, but Bob Hoskins, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Who's thought of that?
Yellow Brick Road. Well, I think they were just sort of saying, look at the great graphics, the Acorn Electron and the BBC Micro.
What year are we talking? Put a year on it.
It's got to be. I mean, it's post Who Framed Roger Rabbit because it was a picture from Roger Rabbit. So, you know, do it like that. But it was after Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
So, 88 then. I mean, he's big in the game then.
Yeah, so it would have been near enough the 90s.
In between Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Mermaids, probably. And Hook. Probably just before Hook.
Well before.
He was great in Hook.
Fish me, didn't he? Yeah, he really was. But so I want somewhere on an unloved and well-forgotten hard drive or probably floppy disk somewhere in the great nation of the United Kingdom. Is it a nation? It's not a collection of nations, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't think that matters.
Doesn't matter. They'll let anyone join the union these days.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, somewhere in the UK, there will be a floppy disk or some collection of data, a file on a server somewhere that contains that exact entity. This 1 kilobyte file of Bob Hoskins, that someone lovingly digitised and made available on the Acorn Econet. And I don't know how I would even begin to find that, but it would be a lovely little documentary searching for Bob, and it would be me going around ex-IT professionals in the educational sector of the 1990s saying, where's Bob? Where is he?
Where is Bob?
Searching for Bob.
What's this got to do with Matt Hancock?
Bob a job. Oh,
Gone. It's gone. That's fine.
What was the lead in? What was my lead in line?
I can't remember, Pete.
Well, if you can't remember, nobody can
but
remember.
I don't think it's my responsibility to remember at this point. I think that's not really my role in that specific moment, is it?
That's the fourth time. You talk about me not having a bum about 50 times a podcast. I talk about Bob Hoskins on the BBC Electron. If anyone's got a lead, by the way, I would actually quite like to do that.
If anyone shares that experience of exactly as you've described it in their computer system at school growing up, hello at lukeandpeacher.com. Let's start a community. Let's start a support group. It can be like the incest support group that Larry goes to in Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was just a picture of Bob on the wall.
Exactly.
But I would just say this, that the point I just really wanted to make about old Matt Hancock is that the overpowering need to be liked has trumped every other decision that he could have made in that situation. I think that, again, like I said about Elon a couple of shows ago, you should take inspiration from that. You should say, these kind of people, they're tremendously successful on generally most accepted terms, and they're still fucking tragic losers. Like, they're total losers. And so if they can do it, anyone can do it. And it's the same. I'd say the same about Donald Trump. He's exactly the same, you know, far bigger scale, just desperately needy, desperate to be liked, will say anything for attention. And when you start talking about the kind of, what's the political philosophy of, like, Donald Trump? It's the politics of grievance, right? It's complaining about anything that fucking went wrong and how it wasn't your fault and how you try and think of the next thing to say that keeps you in the public eye, it keeps attention on you. It's the same principle. That's why Elon Musk bought Twitter. That's why Matt Hancock's going into the jungle. That's why Donald Trump wants to be president. I mean, he wants to be president now because he's, you know, indicted for several crimes. But at the start, it was because of that. And if you start to make sense of that, you can understand, you know what, you're not so bad yourself. You're you know, pretty good person in comparison, so fair enough. It's not, you're not doing too bad.
Yeah.
But let's, most of all, let's find Bob.
Let's find Bob. Hmm. Someone must know. Someone must have a lead. Someone must have gone to a school in Hartlepool or the surrounding areas that had a BBC system, and you could have seen. If you ever played like Magic, was it Tea Shop? It was basically a sim game where you could run a cafe effectively, and you could select how much you would want people to pay for the cakes and the teas and stuff like that. And it was basically like just a little business management
system
for kids. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And every time you would try and put the tea or coffee price up to like £3, it would say, it's cheaper on British Rail. Like proper retro little reference there.
That's
fantastic.
Nice.
Find Bob.
I think the folklore of Luke and Pete show says, you know, you've got to send batteries in. You've got to try and find Bob Hoskins. You've also possibly got to try and find the original copy of the Hero Quest game that gave you your first ejaculation.
Oh, that's, I mean, you can. It's just the Amiga version of Hero Quest.
Well, it's still, I mean, that's they're everywhere, are they? Everyone's got that, is it? What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah, every house has got one of them. What's that? It's the original Amiga version of Hero Quest. So no one ever says that. That doesn't exist now. Don't talk to me like it's fucking Communal Garden. You may have six copies of it in your house, but most people haven't.
It's a video game version of the Hero Quest tabletop little game. I love that game. I like anything that's kind of like isometric, turn-based. The people who made Hitman made a version of Hitman, which is called Hitman Go. Hitman Go for the iPad. That was very good. Recommended. It's the game of the week.
Did you,
on the Luke and Pete show?
And did you like playing the board game version as well? Because I used to really like playing Space Crusade and Hero Quest. They seemed to come as a pair for some reason.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to, because the only people who would actually play those kind of games with me were the sort of people who were into quite hardcore role playing anyway. Not in the modern sense of it, but like in the they would very much be into sitting in the back of Peak Computers doing a proper bit of games mastery and kind of thing. So I did that a few times and I really enjoyed it, and I had a lot of fun. But I imagine the people who played with me probably didn't.
No, I think you'd be. I'll tell you what. Do you know what? You know, Dungeons and Dragons. That's become a big resurgence in Stranger Things, right? Mm. That kind of role playing game type vibe. There's in the local pub, there's about four or five pubs near me, obviously local pubs, and the best one is run by a landlord who's a bit of a character, and he loves that. It's Dungeons and Dragons, right? I'm not fucked it there. It's called that, isn't it, where you do like a turn-based thing and it's like a role play thing.
He
does that, right? And he's big into it, and he's a what's it called, a I can't remember what the fucking word is, like a dungeon master or whatever, and he runs the game. And there's a bit of a scene down there. And one of our neighbours is into it and all this other stuff. And actually, the Wi-Fi I have access to, in principle, is really into it as well. Although she doesn't involve herself in that particular game. But anyway, the guy was saying that they meet every Tuesday night. And the particular game they're in the middle of at the moment, that he's the leader of with a team of like four or five, it's been going for six years.
Bloody hell.
They're still going on this quest.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself,
good stuff.
That's a hell of a proper quest, right? I mean, it's amazing, really, to stick it out for so long. But I guess if it's a hobby that you do kind of every week, it's no different to the old, the famous Luke Aaron Moore PUBG Twitch stream, is it?
Yeah, exactly. That could be going for 6 years.
That's every Monday night. I've now been invited to be a Twitch affiliate on that, Peter.
Good stuff. That means you can make a bit of coin, I think.
I don't imagine I'll be making any money off it. To be honest, it's basically just me going, can everyone hear me?
To be fair, that was the Ramble stream last week. For some reason,
no, the Ramble stream was good last week. I fucking enjoyed it.
Ramble stream was good. I definitely recommend it. But for the first 2 minutes, it was just me having a conversation with Marcus and Vish, not realising that Marcus and Vish was downtown. So it's just me going, "Hey boys, fancy this game?"
Yeah,
and then me going, "Yeah." But we sorted it out. We sorted it out, and now we know for next time.
I invaded it. I invaded that stream, and I bloody enjoyed watching you guys. I loved watching you guys watch the football. It was cool.
It was. It was an interesting little kind of... It's quite hard to do, and I think, you know, Twitch streaming is quite hard to do because you kind of have to balance doing stuff with talking to people, with giving your own opinion about stuff. That's why I said it before.
It's remarkable really I get so many wins on PUBG when I'm streaming, because it's hard. When you've got to look at the chat as well. But I've had the last 2 weeks, I've had two out of three... I play three games each week. I've had two out of three wins last 2 weeks.
Do you not think that it's do you not think that PUBG is a perfect game for that, because you are you spend a lot of your time hiding?
Well, yeah, if it's a particular round where you drop in and there's no action for a while, because each game if you win a game, you're probably going to be on the map for like 30 minutes. Yeah, it's perfect for that. But then in one of the games, I had to take out a whole squad on my own, and I was not looking at the chat while I was doing that, because I was actually being a trained killer. So I had no time for chit chat.
You were taking on man after man.
I was
to exhaustion. Almost.
Hot man, so. Man on man action for just some big weapons.
Action. Endless man action.
Let's have a break, Peter. When we come back, by the way, the people are desperate for you to join my stream. So we've got to work it out. Maybe on Monday next week or something. You've got to come on and play.
Okay, cool.
Are you up for
it? I'll do it. I'll do it.
And I won't be funny, but you will bump up my followers, so that's what I want. Let's have a break. When we come back, we'll do batteries, because that's the name of the game. It's a Thursday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with a look at Pete Shaw, and because it's a Thursday, we are, of course, talking all things batteries. Batteries you found in remote controls.
Big ones, small ones, ones as big as your head.
Not ones as big as your head, we've made it very clear that's not allowed.
Yeah, true.
No car batteries, crying out loud. No car batteries. We've got a message from, where are the battery brands here? I'm trying to find them, scroll down. There we go, yeah. We've got a message from Chris. So here I am. In the North Woods of Wisconsin, early November, trying to plug in my Bluetooth meat thermometers and no luck. Upon opening the back to replace the battery, what do I find but these triple A beauties? Now, not sure if these are A, new players, or B, if triple A are allowable. They are. But I'm hoping I've cracked the code. All key, triple A, A-L-L-K-E-Y, please give me some good news. In other news, the pork tenderloin and chicken thighs turned out amazing. Wish you were here. We wish we were here too. That looks absolutely lovely.
Great stuff. And you would have been to, did he say North Coast of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, North Woods of Wisconsin. I don't know where that
okay,
is.
Okay, you've been to Milwaukee though, haven't you, right?
Milwaukee. Is that the North Woods of North Woods of? Okay. Forest, Langlade, Lincoln. They're all the North Woods, apparently.
What do you think of what do you think of Milwaukee? Did you like it?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah.
Had a good barcade. Very snowy. Very snowy.
Yeah, can be.
I can imagine.
Okay, okay. So thank you very much, Chris, for sending them in. Thanks for including the picture of your beautiful looking meat on the grill as well.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable stuff. Sadly, you are the second person to send all key batteries in. Our friend Adam sent them in back at the start of 2018, can you believe? But he also sent them in from Toronto, so not too far from that part of the world. So maybe it's a bit of a hotbed for all key batteries, but you are the second person to send them in, so not a new player.
Okie dokie. Well, never mind. Let's move on to the next one. Glenn. Glenn McGroarty. O'Groarty. Hello, Luke and Pete. I, like most listeners of the pod, have gotten into the furious habit of opening up everything that I think might have a battery in it. Up until now, I've been left disappointed with the usuals. But today, I got a little bit excited when I opened up the back of my book light thingy. You know, the little clip lights that go on a book so you can read in the dark.
Yeah, I got one.
The battery is the Super Force. And he's even included a little emoji that signifies the little bit of design that is in the lightning bolt that's inside. In between Super and Force. Hope there's a new player, but if not, I will continue my quest to find the rarest of batteries. Luke Moore, Super, Lightning Bolt Force.
Yeah,
good?
Thanks for including the emoji in your email, Glenn, because that makes it really easy to search for it in the fucking inbox. I'm going to say that it's a new player. It's a new player.
Right, okay.
There's no one else who's sending them in, so I'm pretty sure it's a new player.
Right, okay. Well done to that man. Jack, hello to... no, that was...
that was
top
Glenn.
Was,
that was Glenn.
The last previous one was Glenn, sorry. Jack is coming with this one. Hi, Luke and Pete. Listening to your show, the battery section is starting to feel like all these late-stage comic book movies, all about the origin story. Seemingly every battery sent in by listeners is either found dramatically in a piece of life-saving equipment or on some ancient, obscure piece of tech falling from space or in a far-flung hotel's TV remote. Well, living in Berlin, I thought I'd try my luck by simply walking around the corner to my local supermarket, basically the German equivalent to Sainsbury's, and checking out the battery section. So here, I present to you, in all its glory, the supermarket own brand offering, the Yah battery.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Basically, it's German for yes, right?
Yeah, J-A, exclamation mark, jobs are good, yeah! Has anyone had the genius and or laziness to enter this hallowed competition, sneaking in a new player with a really underwhelming bog-standard store-brand battery? Thanks for all the years of absolute nonsense, Jack.
I can exclusively reveal, although I've just, while you've been reading that out, I had to sort through all the emails about Ja Rule and Firefest.
Yes, good.
That this is a new player. I mean, no one's done it, Jack.
Good
no one's
stuff,
had the idea.
Yeah.
Perhaps we don't have that many listeners in Germany, I'm not sure. But Jack, you have landed yourself a new player, in your own words, the laziest way possible, and it still counts. So congratulations to you.
We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. And so, we've come to the end of another battery section. Shall we stick in a couple of emails before we chip off?
Yeah, I was going to talk about MasterChef the Professionals, but I think you might find that a bit boring, so let's do an email instead.
Go on then, give us MasterChef the Professionals. Is anyone particularly professional
this year? I just really like it.
I've been watching a food thing recently,
right.
But I'll tell you about it after you finish about the MasterChef.
Oh, you
thing.
Go ahead. People would rather hear from you. Go ahead.
The Bear.
Oh, it's brilliant. I'm two episodes in. It's really good.
The guy who plays The Bear, man, he is... I think he's going to be in a wrestler about the a wrestling film about the Von Erichs with that man who's in everything, who's got very muscular.
You mean Jeremy Allen White? Is that his name?
Jeremy Allen White,
yeah.
And I think the bloke, and I think the dad is being played by the bloke who was in Mindhunter / Ghost in the Shell, which will mean not a lot to anyone. But that looks really good. But I wondered why he had massive guns on him. It's probably because he's just kind of working out to become a wrestler.
Yeah. By the way, have you seen how big Zac Efron's pumped up to play a wrestler?
But he looks like a, because people were sort of saying, how's he going to look like a wrestler? He fucking looks like a wrestler there. Good.
He
God.
Looks amazing. He looks absolutely amazing.
As one of the
it's the same film, right?
Yeah, even the Von Erich that he's playing, he was never that big. So yeah. he's gone over and above. But the Bear was really good. I thought it was really fun. People were actually saying though at the start, right? I'd never seen it before, and two separate people who I usually respect the opinion of said, "This is shaping up to be better than The Wire." I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, I watched it and I was expecting it to be even better than it was. It was good. It was fine.
Stop trying
it was
to
a
get
lot
attention.
Fun.
It's,
Stop
why
trying
saying
to
that?
Get attention. Look, but yeah.
I've probably studied The Wire more than most, and I would say that that's a bit of a stretch. I would say about The Bear, I haven't watched it to its finish yet, so I have to reserve judgment to an extent. But the first episode, I would give it this credit and say, it's the most interestingly shot, probably first episode of a show I can remember seeing. It's so claustrophobic and so, it does such a good job of getting across the stress of a professional kitchen in a way that I've never seen before. Now, I said that to a few people, and a lot of them said actually Boiling Point with Stephen Graham does that really well as well, but I haven't seen that. But I really like the brutality of it, the act. It's almost like an American kitchen sink type thing, isn't it? It's really raw, like super raw, the way it's made.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of... I think the way it's filmed, it reminds me of Uncut Gems. It's very intense and it never lets up.
Never lets
the
way up, yeah.
I've never understood why anyone would want to work... I mean, you work in a kitchen for certain reasons, but people who really like food, it doesn't seem like the most... It must be very satisfying, but it's a very sort of quick dopamine hit because you're just constantly fucking fighting fires and plate spinning for fucking 10 hours a day and then you just collapse at the end of it. It's no wonder everyone's fucking crank.
I get it. I actually get it. Obviously, I'm of the age now where it's never going to happen for me, but I don't think I'd necessarily be good enough to do it, but I totally get the attraction of it. If you're a young, single person who really wants to make something for themselves and really wants to feel a sense of accomplishment, the idea of that brigade where it's like kind of you as a little kind of crack army unit almost against the world, and it's a really hot kind of intense environment, I can see why people get addicted to that totally. And it becomes a very seductive thing. If you read if you've read Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential, he kind of articulates that very well. It's not for everyone, of course, and I probably wouldn't last 5 minutes if I tried it, but I can see the attraction of it for sure. Like, people who are, the adrenaline must be incredible, the pace of it and stuff. I totally get that. I think
just having Joel McHale whispering in your ear that you're worthless and just, oh,
yeah, that's particularly brutal in that show. It's obviously cartoonish, but it's absolutely brutal.
Those shitty little tattoos. I do have shitty little tattoos, actually. They're there by design. I've put chocolate on this.
Some people like to be talked to like that.
Exactly.
Can I just, I mean, The Bear is fantastic. I totally agree. And I would absolutely recommend it as well. But
he looks like my mate Al.
He does, actually. He does Italian look. Hair. He does look a bit like him, yeah. Al's very happy to get that comparison, presumably.
My partner reckons that man's not handsome. I think he's more sexy than handsome. He's got something about him. He's got
definitely
kind of sleepy boy band eyes, a big old conk, and thick hair. I think he looks great.
I've got a big old conk and thick hair. You never saw that about me.
You need to work on your dreamy eyes.
I do. I just wanted to say about MasterChef the Professionals is that when people talk about the best TV and talk about, because TV is amazing, like, I mean, people who say I don't like TV, I've got no time for that. It depends what type of TV you like to watch, and you can always find something that's really good. So I don't understand why you want to try and sound clever, by saying you don't like TV. But anyway. Yeah. When people talk about the best TV, they almost exclusively talk about drama, right? Or high-budget drama or kind of fictional stuff. I understand that. I've said on this show before that I actually think that some of the best TV ever made is of the documentary slash almost, not quite reality, but fly-on-the-wall type stuff, right?
Right.
And I would always use Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, the original British version of that. It's a genuine, like, amazing piece of TV, and if you go back and watch it now, it's so compelling, it's incredible, and I don't think it should be treated as inferior because it's not a drama or a comedy or whatever. If you look at MasterChef the Professionals, if you look at the thing they do in the first round, which is the skills test, where they basically get a chef to come in completely blind in front of Marcus Waring, one of the best chefs in the UK, Anna Hoare, who's the new judge on there, who's obviously quite a tough character and really well respected, and say, "You've got 20 minutes, cook that in front of us with all the cameras and everything." and see how they react to that pressure is incredibly insightful and addictive TV. I honestly think that particular mechanic is some of the most interesting TV you'll see anywhere, and that's what I want to say about Martial Arts Professionals. It's just such a good idea. It's like, it's a great idea because it's so simple and so unalloyed and so raw that you see how people deal with that pressure. I find it absolutely fascinating. So I would say don't dismiss TV that's not, you know, fucking The Wire or House of the Dragon or whatever, all of which I love as well, because you can find some really good stuff in shows like that, I would say.
Yeah.
You said the same about Soccer AM. You said the same about when you go see people do skills on Soccer AM. You love all that stuff, right? It's the same principle.
I do. I love watching professional footballers do drills. I could watch that for fucking days.
Because it's real. It's fascinating because it's like something you can't do, right?
Yeah, well, I steady on.
Sorry, mate, that was a bit disrespectful to a man of your talent.
I played football at the weekend, got another man of the match performance in bins.
Why are you in bins?
Because I'm not good enough.
You're such a people pleaser.
I know, because I say we need someone in bins. And I said, all right, yeah, cool, I'll go in. Because we're down two goalkeepers. And yeah, I played all right. Got covered in mud. What did take off the shine was the person who rounded me and put it in the net last was 59 years old. I was like,
how'd you know his age?
I played very well. He absolutely rinsed me and how'd you know his age? Me 59.
You say that as he's running back with the ball under his arm. I'm 59.
When I was talking to him on the way back, I went, oh, fucking, you know, he's got great saves, keeps, blah, 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 and we were chatting, and I was like, how long have you played for this team? He went, oh, I've just joined from another team. I just want to keep playing because I'm nearly 60. I was like, what? What?
I think it's fucking, do you know what? League. I think seeing you in bins in a veterans league, to me personally, if you'd indulge me with an analogy, I think it's like going to the uncharted parts of Papua New Guinea. Finding a beautiful bird of paradise and putting it in a cage. Is it going to sing us sweetly? I would argue no. Get Donaldson, get him out on the wing, get him hugging that touchline and watch him go. That's what I would say.
Who's banging the big cymbal tonight? Is it Slash from Guns N'
Roses?
Yeah,
exactly.
Rubbish.
Exactly. What?
What a waste.
Slash is on
I don't
triangle.
Come here for that.
Outrageous. Oh, what's that? You've got peak Al Pacino, and you're giving him a walk-on part in the background. What? Do you know what?
Big hands.
Big ass, great ass. I remember once being a kid playing for a team. Must be about 15 or 16. A new kid came along to play, and it was before a training session, and he got introduced to the team. And obviously it's a bit difficult because, you know, you're 16, it's a little bit kind of, you know, whatever, you know, you're just teenage boys, right? And so it can be a bit clicky and all the rest of the stuff that it was. And I'm sure I was by far the worst kind of culprit. But seriously, this kid was so high on confidence. Like, he's coming to a new team, he'd never met anyone before. And the manager introduced him and everything. And then went, where'd you play? What's your position? You know, so we can get training underway. And he literally said to the manager and in front of everyone else, just watch me go.
Just watch me
go. And he was shit as well. Like, he wasn't even a good player.
Yeah. It's always fun when that happens. Because when I joined this team, they went, where'd you play? I went, just put me anywhere. I mean, just put me anywhere. And they went, centre back? I went, well, not there. I'm tiny. Look at me.
I'm happy to be here, but I'm not going centre back.
I'm happy. I'm not that happy. Yeah. You won't be happy when this happens. But so I've just been playing left back. Enjoyed it.
Good.
Enjoyed it.
I don't want to see you in goal anymore. I think I'll speak on behalf of everyone when I say that. I don't want to see it. All right. Anyway, let's go. Let's get out of here. We'll be back on Monday with more of this.
59
years old. I hope I'm not doing this when I'm 59.
I miss me, Mum. Right. We'll be back. See you later.
See you
later.
Cheers.
Sorry about all the nasty racism. Bye. Please don't leave us adverts. Bye.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.